Good morning and aloha. Thank you very much to Mr. and Mrs. Roy Abe, sponsors of this morning's White Way broadcast in memory of their parents, the late and beloved Mr. and Mrs. Shichiro and Kikue Abe. Roy's parents were active and such devoted members of Moi'ili'ili Honganji Mission. Mr. Abe was a dedicated member of the building committee who was a great fixture of the temple's furniture and buildings. Mrs. Abe spent her energy and time to cleaning the temple or doing hosha and often helped in the kitchen to prepare refreshments and meals for the many temple activities. She was a Project Ana volunteer who enjoyed visiting members at their homes with her friendly greeting, smile, and loving kindness. She shared her cooking with others. This morning, I wish to share, represent, and speak on behalf of the many Project Ana volunteers who are truly the heart of our interfaith volunteer caregiving program and who are really in action. Sponsored by Moi'ili'ili Honganji Mission, Project Ana was started in 1989 and will be celebrating its auspicious 30th year next year in 2019. Dana is a joy has been echoed by volunteers and recipients as person-to-person kindness take place. As fellow Buddhists, we cherish the ideal of Dana, one of the beautiful perfections which leads to enlightenment. Dana means to share, to be helpful, to give our time and love to all. Interdependence, the interweaving of each and every life, one with another, one with all others, is basic as taught by Gautama Buddha. Active concerns for others has more than 2,500 years been the Buddhist way of practicing the yearning wish that all beings be well and happy. Dr. George Tanabe, Professor Emeritus of Religion at the University of Hawaii and presently Director of BDK Sudata Society of Hawaii, expounded on social dharma and spiritual dharma years ago as the keynote speaker at a lay association conference. I clearly remember him saying the following of social dharma, and I quote, "If Buddhist temples would organize their members to provide services to society, we will be living up to the highest ideal of Buddhism by helping each other as well as others. By providing some service to society and community, people will want to know more about Buddhism," unquote. Project Ana, I believe, is a demonstration of social dharma. It has throughout the years developed a humble Faith in Action program by encouraging members in joining and working together to promote the health and wellness of older adults. Trained volunteers have been in action through the various churches and temples that comprise the coalition. The social support provided by Project Ana volunteers are telephone and home visits, transportation to medical appointments, grocery shopping, church services, hospital and care home visits, and minor home repairs. A caregiver support group for family caregivers and fall prevention assessments are also provided. The concept is to cooperatively assist the frail, elderly, and disabled persons by church and temple members helping each other, by temple members helping their families and relatives, their friends, and their neighboring communities. Many of our congregation members drop off from temple attendance as they age and are homebound, in hospitals, in care, and or nursing homes. The average age of members at Moiriri Honganji is 77 today, and this is reflective in general with most of Hawaii's churches and temples. As more people live longer with serious illnesses and medical conditions, the need for care, especially spiritual and social support, will increase. Nationwide, Hawaii tops all other states in life expectancy, with every seventh person over the age of 60, and with many living beyond age 80. Furthermore, life expectancy is higher for Japanese and Chinese in comparison to Caucasian, Filipino, and Hawaiians. It is alarming to hear that nationally, 50% of those 85 and beyond will have Alzheimer's or dementia, and that more than 2 million will face this major medical condition and will need compassionate care and emotional support. Expressions of appreciation are often heard from those who receive kindness from their volunteers in a variety of ways. Here is a thank you note from Joe, a very frail elder, about his volunteer, and I quote, "I want to say thank you for Project Donna and people like you, and most of all, for me to meet someone like Rusty, my volunteer. Rusty has brought me the will to live, for without people like him and Project Donna, there would be nothing. Thank you again for everything." Unquote. Project Donna has provided support and assistance to thousands of persons, to Buddhists and non-Buddhists alike. The great and growing need for assistance in living independently is such that Project Donna is encouraged to help meet these needs. The principle of Donna is our guideline and inspiration. The cornerstone in the manner by which we volunteers offer the assistance. Through Project Donna, we are provided with the opportunity to learn the true way of living as followers of the Onen Butsu. Reverend Shigenori Makino, who served as the first minister advisor at Moiriri Honganji for Project Donna, taught us by saying, and I quote, "By responding to the needs of the community, we reach the realization of the oneness of all life and of the interdependent nature of all life. Project Donna is a vehicle for all of us to learn about ourselves and the Buddha Dharma in everyday life." Unquote. Thank you very much. Volunteers are most welcome by calling Project Donna office at 808-945-3736. Thank you once again. Namo Amida Butsu.